Lay your burden down, every care you carry, and come to the table of grace, for there is mercy. Come just as you are, we are all unworthy to enter the presence of God, for He is holy. Lift up your heart, lift up your hands, fall on your knees and pray for the King of Kings, and the love He brings is here in this place. We raise our voices, raise our song, offer Him our praise, for the King of Kings and the joy He brings is here, He is here in this place. Lay your burden down, every care you carry, and come to the table of grace, for there is mercy,
for there is mercy.
Come just as you are, we are all unworthy to enter the presence of God, for He is holy,
for He is holy.
Lift up your heart, lift up your hands, fall on your knees and pray for the King of Kings, and the love He brings is here in this place. We raise our voices, raise our song, offer Him our praise, for the King of Kings and the joy He brings is here, He is here. Lift up your heart, lift up your hands, fall on your knees and pray for the King of Kings, and the love He brings is here in this place. We raise our voices, raise our song, offer Him our praise for the King of Kings, and the joy He brings is here, He is here. For the King of Kings, and the joy He brings is here, He is here in this place.
Well, not exactly what Jeff and I were hoping for this Sunday of prayer as we meet as a congregation. But as some of us have been talking, I think God's going to use today in a different kind of wonderful way. I am so grateful that we have technology to be able to still worship together, even if we're across miles and in different homes and whatever. I'm very glad that we can still meet in this way. I want to introduce what's happening today. We were going to spend a lot of time in prayer had we met in person, and we're still going to spend a lot of time in prayer. I've asked each of our shepherds to lead prayers specific to different topics. John will be leading a prayer, asking God for clear vision, and Kyle will be leading a prayer, asking God for faith and trust in Him. Jerry will be sharing a prayer of unity, and Steve, a prayer of spiritual growth, and David, a prayer of your will be done. Ernie will be leading us in our time of communion, which I know is always weird when you're probably sitting at home in the living room, although some of you are accustomed to that. Then we've got a special, wonderful time for you. Rachel got several of our children's ministry kids to pray for this day, this special day. And Hunter got a couple of our youth group to pitch in and help too. So it's going to be strange. All of this will be here on your phones, your tablets, your TVs, or whatever the case is. But we invite you to be in a prayerful mood, and be able to share in this time that God will grow us. Surely He will do things through this that we could never have imagined. And Satan will be prevented from winning a battle because of snow on the ground. So I invite you to join us now. There will be some times of songs in the background, as there will be prayer prompts on the screen, and we'll give you a few moments for each of those so that you will be able to focus on those prayer times. And then as we close today, I know Jeff's going to remind us that our prayer time does not end at the amen at the end of this assembly, but we want to call this congregation to prayer, not just through a transition, but always to be a congregation on our knees, on our faces before our Savior and before our Creator. So again, I invite you to join us as we spend some time in prayer. God bless you all.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus, tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry, answer by and by. Feel a little prayerful yearning
as your
heart unto heaven is turning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right, it makes it right. Sometimes my past seems drear without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mists of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, but just a little talk with Jesus clears the way. Have a little talk with Jesus, tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry, answer by and by. Feel a little prayerful yearning
as your
heart unto heaven is turning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right, it makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus,
let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry,
he will
answer by and by. Feel a little prayerful yearning
as your
heart unto heaven is turning.
You will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right, it makes it right.
Good morning, church. A couple of weeks ago, I shared a lesson from Paul's letter to the church in Colossae. And in that first chapter of Colossians, Paul offers a prayer for that church. And specifically, he prays for three things. He prays for wisdom and knowledge. He prays for strength for endurance. And he prays that they experience the joy that can only be found in Jesus Christ. Today, I'm going to be praying really about that first point, for wisdom and knowledge. More specifically, I'm going to pray for clarity in our vision. You know, right now we're taking in a lot of information, and we need God to help us filter through that so that His will shines through. And that's our prayer today. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to start with praying kind of a paraphrase of what Paul prayed, and then pray some specific prayers for us. So pray with me. Father God, we continually ask you to fill us with your knowledge and the knowledge of your will through the wisdom and understanding that only the Spirit gives. so that we may live a life worthy of the of you and please you in every way, bearing fruit in every good work and growing in the knowledge of God. Father God, we humbly come to you admitting that we don't have all the answers. We don't even always know all the questions. But Father, we know you have everything that we need. And we trust you as we step out in this leap of faith, this new journey, this challenge that we have ahead of us that is daunting in so many ways. We pray that your wisdom shines through, that your vision shines through, that through all the noise, through all the clutter, through all of the things that happen in this world, that your voice shines through in such a way that leaves us no doubt that we are listening, that we are learning, that we are growing. So Father, we pray for your Holy Spirit to come upon us and give us clear resolve, a clear vision, and help us as we lead this church into the future. We pray the just enormous blessings on this church. It is so special to us, your family here at Westport Road, and we want nothing less than for us to continuously serve you, love as you love, serve as you serve, and share your good news. And Father, we just pray that we will continually do that as we grow together. So give us clarity so that we know exactly what you want us to do. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. One of the most consistent truths in Scripture is this: God provides for his people, not occasionally, not reluctantly, but faithfully, wisely, and often in ways we don't expect. Genesis 22:14 tells us, "So Abraham called the name of that place, 'The Lord will provide,' Yahweh Jireh." This moment comes at the height of Abraham's testing. God didn't provide early. He didn't explain himself. He provided at the right time. That's often how God works, not on our schedule, but always on time. In Exodus 16:4, the Lord says, "I will rain down bread from heaven for you." Manna came daily, enough for each day, but not for hoarding. God was shaping a people who trusted him day by day. The lesson was clear. Provision flows from relationship, not stockpiles. Matthew 14:16, Jesus tells them, "You give them something to eat." They only had 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but in Jesus' hand, it was enough. In fact, more than enough. There were leftovers. God's provision is not just sufficient, it's abundant. Paul says in Philippians 4:19, "And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus." That verse doesn't promise luxury. It promises supply, but according to God's riches, not ours. And those riches are limitless. Psalms 37:25 sums it up beautifully. "I have been young and now am old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken." God provides, not always what we expect, but always in love, always with wisdom, and always enough. So we trust him, not because we see the provision yet, but because we know the one who provides. Let's pray. Father, we come before you as your people, acknowledging that you are our provider. You see our needs before we speak them, and you are faithful in every season. Thank you for providing for your people throughout Scripture and for continuing to provide for your church today. Teach us to trust you daily. Help us to depend on you not only for what we want, but for what we truly need. We ask you to provide for those among us who are struggling. Strengthen those who are tired. Give hope to those who are anxious. Remind us that you are always near. Above all, help us to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, confident that you will add all that is needed according to your perfect will. We place our trust not in what we have, but in who you are. All of this we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. Talk to you all a little bit about unity and also our transition. We want to be a congregation that stays together and hope to eliminate as much anxiety or fear that you may have through this process, but also to stay together and to be united. I'm going to read a selection from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 17 through the end of the chapter. It reads, "He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on a foundation of the apostles and the prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you two are built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit." I do have a prayer, and I'm going to step to that. We'll go to our Father in prayer. Gracious and eternal God, we come before you as a body of believers, thankful for the foundation of faith that binds us together, and we acknowledge that while the seasons will change and leaders come and go, you remain the same, our rock, our shepherd, and our constant God. Lord, during this transition, we ask for a special outpouring of your Spirit. Help us to guard our hearts against division, anxiety, or impatience. May we be eager to Maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, remembering that we are many members but one body. Let us love one another and be the clearest testimony of your presence among us. We pray for our members and the leaders of the church and ask that you grant them the wisdom and clarity as we look for our next preacher and help them to look for not just outward appearances at credentials, but also to look to their heart, just as you do. In this interim period, while we are waiting, strengthen our congregation, its leaders, the volunteers, and staff as we continue to serve our community, care for those that are hurting, and continue to worship you with full hearts. And then, even now, we know that there is some person that you have chosen for us to fill this pulpit. And we ask that you protect them, protect their heart, and guide them towards us in this transition and in this season. We ask these blessings in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Good morning. I'll be reading from Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with kindness. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we come before you this morning in this worship service with humble hearts and fire. Father, we just want to ask you to give us a desire to strengthen our relationship with you. We know that that process of growing and maturing in faith, that's not going to be done under our own power. That'll be done by you. And Father, we just ask that you shape our thoughts and shape our actions, shape everything we do as we live out lives that try to be conformed to your image. Father, help us to remember how our Christian faith began. It began in faith and surrender. We received your Son by trusting in him as Lord, Savior, and Master of our lives. And the Father, that same faith that saved us, that will be the same faith that sustains us. Help us to grow in it. Help us to daily surrender. Help us to give up the want to do what we want to do. And Father, help us to have faith that as we encounter life, we let someone else be in control and not try to control it ourselves. Father, day to day, help us not to rely on our strength but yours, and help us to root ourselves in prayer. Help us to root ourselves in worship and your word. And Father, we ask that our faith in you, that becomes our nourishment and that becomes our stability. Father, help us to remember that our decision to follow you and have faith in you, that was not a one-time decision. And we started out our Christian lives by trusting you. So help us to keep growing in the exact same way, deeply connected to your Son, and build our lives on him and hold firmly to everything we've been taught in your word. Father, help us to grow in perseverance. Our growth doesn't come by fulfillment on this side of heaven. We know that growing our faith is a lifelong event. Father, we thank you for this church. Thank you for the example and the encouragement we find in one another. Help us to build each other up and to walk together as we grow in the likeness of your Son. Father, help us to be a thriving church. Help us not to put too much emphasis on the numbers. It'd be wonderful to have 400, 500, 600 people at our worship services. But what we want even more, Father, is to have 400, 500, 600 people that are spent daily in your word, wanting to know what you're like and wanting to live like you do. And Father, we ask you to be with this church as we pray for each other. Help us to pray for the maturity of our brothers and sisters. Father, we've been given the power to change the world. And the only way that's going to happen is by having a firm foundation. Strengthen our faith, deepen our understanding, and draw us close to each other as you draw us close to you. We pray this in your Son's name. Amen.
Lord, art a shield about me.
my glory. You're the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory. You're the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. 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 You're the lifter of my head. Thou, O Lord, art a shield about me. You're my glory. You're the lifter of my head. Thou, shield about me. You're my glory. You're the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're the lifter of my head. Hallelujah. 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 You're the lifter of my head.
Hello, my name is David, and I'm one of the shepherds here at Westport Road Church of Christ. There is a famous phrase, "Your will be done." It's probably most notable with us from the Gospel of Matthew. In Matthew 6, Jesus is teaching his disciples, men and women, boys and girls, how to pray. And he says in that famous prayer, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And then when Jesus was in a vexing situation, a challenging situation, where the weight of the cross was crushing him in the Garden of Gethsemane, he says there, "Your will be done, Father." Not my will, your will be done. So there are, I think on one level, it's obvious, right? A child of 5 or an adult can quickly grasp, of course we want God's will to be done. And it's easy to say, and we say it often, and we should, and that's good. On another level, though, when we get to the granular application of what that means, "Lord, your will be done in how I view the world, or how I view the politics of my country, or how I view my relationship with my spouse or my children or those that I love or my friends. Your will be done in my work or in my studies as a student. Your will be done in my finance," right? All of these wonderful applications where God becomes not just our God, but our shepherd and our savior. That's where the practicality, and I think the wonder of that phrase comes in. Let me conclude with Isaiah 55, where Isaiah writes that God says, "My ways are above your ways, and my thoughts are above your thoughts." So we want to quickly say, right, so your will be done, your way be done, your thoughts be done, because you know more than I do, obviously. He mentions in Isaiah 50 that God awakens me Every morning by morning, he awakens my ear to listen as one being instructed. Not my mouth that I would speak, but rather my ear when I awaken in the morning, regardless of the day, regardless of the situation, regardless of the current context of my life. Lord, awaken my ear to listen to your instruction. Thank you so much for this. Let's pray very briefly together. Lord, your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Well, good morning, or perhaps good afternoon or good evening, depending upon which you are having an opportunity to view this. It's presently Thursday, and it seems like a strange time to be giving a communion talk. Bit strange, though this recording is for Sunday, and in anticipation of what the weather forecasters refer to as an impact event. However, this reminds me that Thursday was likely the day that Jesus had his last Passover supper with his disciples and initiated what we call the Lord's Supper. So, whatever, it's probably never inappropriate for us to take time to pause and consider what the Savior has done for us. We're so fortunate to be able to speak directly to God. Hebrews, the 10th chapter, teaches us that this direct access is thanks to Jesus. Since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened up for us through the curtain, that is, his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let's draw near to God with a sincere heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let's hold unswervingly to the hope we professed, for he who promised is faithful. Though today we're not in the same place, we're not in the same room, we're not in the same building, we're probably spread out over hundreds of square miles, in fact. We are everyone, every bit as much in the very presence of God, every bit sisters and brothers who share in this time of remembrance and celebration. Let's pray. Holy Father, thank you for listening to us. Jesus, thank you for tearing down the curtain of separation and allowing us to live in your presence. Holy Spirit, thank you for communicating what is in our hearts, even when words fail us. Bless this bread and cup to remind us of the body and blood of our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Like Jerusalem, Lord, you have wept over me in my moments of weakness and loss. I had nothing to give, so you offered your grace and your love and your Son and the cross. I am loved by you. I am loved. Though I stumble and fall, in spite of it all, I am loved by you. And what I could not bear, you took as your own, all the slander that should have been mine. And by taking my place, my redemption is sealed by your will, by your hand, by design. I am loved by I am loved by you. And no power below, no power above can separate us from your love. No power below, no power above can separate us from your love. I am loved by you. I am separated by you. Though I stumble and fall, in spite of it all, I am loved by you. Though I stumble and fall, in spite of it all, I am loved by you.
Please bow with me. God, I thank you for this day. Thank you for this weather. Thank you for this church. I thank you for this whole congregation. I thank you for the youth. I thank you for this transition that we're in, and I just pray that this transition for the youth goes smooth, easily, and especially over the entire congregation, that everyone's minds are eased, everyone's nerves are calm. But I just pray that the youth, you give them wisdom, courage, just to speak their minds about this transition, and just to give them just the overall knowledge that they need to help provide for this church, as they're the church of the future, but also the church of now. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, and thank you for this weather. If it means we can't be at church today, we love you. And yeah, just bless us, bless the congregation, bless everyone in this time of transition, in this time of need. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Prayer is our way of talking to God. It's how we build a relationship with God. And during hard times, you pray to God, or when you need something, you pray to God. And a lot of the time, when you don't know what to pray about or you don't have enough time, you don't pray and you don't build that relationship with Him. When I don't know what to pray about, I pray, who helped me? Who did I help? Who hurt me? And who did I hurt? And praying that, or the Lord's Prayer, or any other prayer, can help you build that relationship with Him.
Hey, church family. All right, please bow. Dear Holy Father, thank you for many blessings you bestowed upon us, the availability of us to be able to bless others. I just want to say thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all you're going to do and all that you're currently doing, and us and those around us. I just want to say thank you for the staff of the church. They do so much, and I just really want to acknowledge that. I pray that we'll all be able to focus on prayer and, you know, not just say it, but really mean it and give it meaning, you know? And I just want to say thank you for the youth group as well. They're such a big part of my life, and I know everybody there, they love it. And I just want to say it as well. Thank you for Emma and Hunter and them being able to bless us and guide us and lead us in you and turn us into godly young men and women. And in your Son's most holy and precious name, the whole church says, amen.
I would say prayer is a big part of my life, just of how often I use it. I use it a lot. I try to include it into my everyday life. You know, like at school, before I go into a test or a quiz, I'll ask for wisdom. And for track, I ask for strength, and I ask that, like, He helps me during my events and stuff. And then every night I pray. I've made it into a habit recently to try to pray more at night and really just get my thoughts out, because I feel like prayer isn't just like asking for things. It's more of like a connection and talking to God rather than just like asking for stuff.
Dear God, thank you for this day and the breath in our lungs. Thank you for your love, your grace, your kindness, your constant presence in our lives. Give us strength, peace, and wisdom. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Guys, I'm Finley for those who don't know, and I hope everyone's having a good snow day. I was asked to talk a little bit about how prayer has affected me. Ever since I was little, prayer has been a part of me. I would pray before dinner and bed, although in the past 2 years, I feel like prayer has become a big part of me. I now pray when I wake up, before school, when I'm at school, when I get home, etc. Prayer has helped me realize that even when I'm excited, sad, nervous, happy, or scared, I always have someone to talk to about it, even if I'm in an empty room. Knowing this, I've used prayer more so that I can feel God's presence and His guidance throughout my whole day. And even in tough situations, I've learned to lean on prayer so that I can give my struggles to God instead of me keeping them inside, which has really helped me. And I just hope that everyone would pray more today. And I hope you guys notice how much it will help you.
God, thank you for the food. Our families to love us. And you're great love. Amen. Thank you, O Lord in heaven. Please make us well and healthy. Thank you for the food we eat. And by this very day, as we pray. Amen.
Now I lay me. I pray the Lord. If I should die, I pray the Lord. A, good job. I love you, baby.
Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for this day.
Thank you for this day.
Thank you for everything you've given to us.
Thank you for everything you've given to us.
Help me to sleep well.
Help me to sleep well.
And have good dreams.
And have good dreams.
Help me to love Jesus.
Help me to love Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen!
Amen.
Dear God, thank you for this day. You're the best father. And we hope that I have a good day at school tomorrow. And we all love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear God, thank you for loving me and taking care of me. Please help me be kind, brave, and loving today and every day. Watch over my family and friends. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for my friends. Thank you for my family. Thank you for my doggy. Please let people be safe. And thank you for my teachers. God's name, amen.
Lord, thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for the food we can eat. Thank you for a warm bed that we can sleep in. Thank you for, well, everything in general. There's really no point in way to put it. I can narrow some stuff down, I can narrow it. But thank you for everything you've done. Thank you for the family members. Please bless Grandmommy to have a long, happy life. And please bless her and campaigns to stop. And please bless the snow to stop so we can go to school and not be stuck in the house. We can barely do anything. I'm just so glad you made this world and everything that you could put in it, from the big stuff to the small stuff. And please help me to be better at math and a little bit of science too, and social studies here and there. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank God, thank you for all food. God, thank you for family, thank you for this beautiful house, and thank you for thank you for family. Thank you. Help us stay hydrated and healthy. It's when we play a night. Thank you for wood, and thank you
for everything you give us and for healing me up from the hospital and from my leukemia. And thank you for all the food we have. And thank you for, and please help make the world like heaven. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
This time of prayer, this prayer emphasis that we've been in this month, even though the month is coming to an end, the emphasis on prayer does not stop. It's something we continue. So it's not a checklist thing that we said, oh good, we've done the prayer thing, now let's move on to something else. But prayer is the continual foundation of who we are and what we do at Westport Road. So I want to encourage you to continue to be prayerful in your posture, in your openness, in your words, in your conversation, in your life before God every day. And so let's keep continuing to be people of prayer. My favorite psalm is number 25, and some of the words of Psalm 25 are, "Show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths, guide me in your truth, and teach me, for you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long." And I love how that psalm just expresses our desire to seek God and to know Him every moment of every day. That's the attitude of prayer, being open to God and His will every time and all the time. And just as the psalmist describes it in the individual context, show me your ways, we also can say, Lord, as a congregation, show us your ways, guide us in your truth, teach us, because we look to you all day. We continue to look to you all this year of 2026. We continue to bring our lives and our church before you as we seek you and your future and your guidance for us and how to live it out even today as we are faithful, seeking after you. And so let's continue to do that, to be people who seek God together. Let's pray. Lord, we are grateful for who you are. We trust you. We seek you. And we give thanks for all the ways you've made yourself known and will continue to do that. Thank you for Westport Road. Thank you for making us a family. Lord, bring us together. Unite us around your Son Jesus through your Holy Spirit so that we may be a light to each other and to our community because the light of Jesus shines in us. Help us to continue to seek after you with all that we are and to trust you as you shape us to become more like Jesus and you bring us together as your people to be a light and a love for others. Thank you, Lord. Thank you through Jesus. Amen.
There's a stirring deep within me. Could it be my time has come?
When I see my gracious Savior face to face when all is done, is that His voice I am hearing? Come away, my precious one. Is He calling me? Is He calling me? I will rise up, and bow down and lay my crown at His wounded feet.
There's a stirring deep within me. Could it be my time has come?
When I see my gracious Savior face to face when all is done, is that His voice I am hearing? Come away, my precious one. Is He calling me?
serve.